Okay, so this Anthropic post by Tariq Shiapar landed this week and it's everywhere, 2 million views in 3 days. The claim is straightforward, but I think it's the most important thing anyone's written about Fable 5.
Which is?
Cite Index Edge16, Claude Fable is the first model where the quality of the work is bottlenecked by your ability to clarify its unknowns. Cite, not the model. You.
Yeah, okay.
Cite Index Edge13 114, he calls the difference between the map and the territory unknowns. Your prompts and context are the map. The actual code base is the territory, and when Claude runs into an unknown, it has to guess what you want as it makes.
So the model got too good, and now the human is the bottleneck.
Exactly. And here's the thing, cite Index Edge17, 118, 119. Planning ahead isn't always enough. You can find unknowns deep in implementation, or your unknowns may point you to solving the problem a completely different way. Working with Fable is iterative discovery before, during, and after implementation. Cite?
That tracks. So how does he say you actually find them?
He breaks unknowns into four boxes. Cite Index Edge22, 123, 124, known knowns, what's in your prompt? Known unknowns, what you haven't figured out, but you know you haven't. Cite then unknown knowns and unknown unknowns. Unknown knowns are the things so obvious you'd never write them down. Unknown unknowns are the blind spots, constraints, edge cases, decisions you haven't even considered. And his argument is, the bigger the project, the more you're living in the last two.
Right. So the technique is naming them before they blow up.
Exactly. And he's got eight concrete moves. Pre-implementation, there's a blind spot pass, cite index S25-326. You ask Claude to identify your unknown unknowns, which works especially well when you're working in an unfamiliar part of the code base. Cite?
Okay, that's practical.
Then brainstorming and prototypes, cite index 1021-1022. When your requirements are still fuzzy, don't ask for the implementation, ask for options. Cite? Visual design, different layout approaches, cheap ways to find what you actually care about before you commit code.
That's the move that saves money.
Yeah. Then he's got interviews, cite index H27. Claude asks you one question at a time about anything ambiguous, priorities and questions where your answer would change the architecture. Cite and references. Cite index H31, 132, 133, the best references source code. Just point Fable at a folder and tell it what to look for, even in a different language, because source code provides much richer detail than a screenshot. Cite?
That's honest. Code doesn't lie about structure.
Right. And during implementation, cite index S233, he asks Claude to keep a temporary implementation notes file tracking decisions, and when unexpected edge cases come up, Claude picks the conservative option, logs the deviation, and keeps working. Cite?
So you're not starting over, you're building a record.
Exactly. And post-ship, there's quizzes and pitches. Cite index S5-36-37. Pitches bundle the prototype, specs, and implementation notes for stakeholders. Quizzes are HTML reports detailing changes with context and insights, followed by a quiz he doesn't merge until he passes it without errors. Cite? I know it sounds like overkill until you realize it's a cheap way to catch the last unknowns.
Wildflower perspective, this is just good harness discipline. He's naming the routine that actually closes the map territory gap. The techniques aren't magic, they're the infrastructure moves that work when the model's strong enough to run and supervise. You're not watching it code line by line anymore, so you need to front-load clarity and back-load verification.
And that's the product insight I think people are missing. Cite index 10.1.10.3, as models get better at carrying long tasks, the limiting factor moves from raw model capability to how well the human can expose the real shape of the work. Cite, the human becomes the interface.
Yeah, that's the inflection.
So this is episode 611, and Shiapar basically wrote the manual for what that inflection looks like in practice.